Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 256. Whatever it is you're building or creating, promote it daily. Whatever it is you're building or creating, promote it daily. Now, this is in relation to a post that I put up on Instagram, and I previously spoke about it briefly, and it has since done decently viral from several people sharing it, and I want to talk a little bit about it at greater length. Now, I'm not saying only talk about your idea. I'm saying that what you're doing, what you're building, what you are birthing into this world, share it. And that's what this is actually about. And I've had several realizations that came up, including from a conversation that happened today, which I'm going to share with you here shortly. And the post that I'm referencing on Instagram was it where I said, "Dear artists, entrepreneurs, creatives, or anyone building something right now, please promote it daily. Your work is something to be proud of, and it's of service to others. It's of service to others." So there's this relationship with any work that we do, especially if we are putting our whole self into it, and the world doesn't know what we don't share, right? The world doesn't know what we don't share. So today I was catching up with a dear friend. We've been keeping up with each other online for 7, 8, 9 years, something like that. And as we were talking, he says, you know, he started asking some really great questions. Well, let me back up. First, we were talking about the evolution of our work, his music and, you know, in production and just all the things he was learning in marketing and promotion, all these things. And my work, my writing, my, you know, when I had my digital agency and my content creation and my videos and my podcasts and, you know, all the things, now the apparel. And but he's been there, you know, he's been seeing it over the years, and I've been seeing his work over the years. And so we were talking about that, and then he started to ask me questions about the process. And he was like, "How do you organize your creativity? And, you know, how do you make sense of all the different things that you do?" And so, you know, I screen shared because we were on Zoom, and I started showing him. I use Notion, Notion.so, for anybody wondering. I use Notion. And so I was sharing how I, you know, structured my Notion, other softwares that I use. We were talking about, you know, some of the, you know, like Final Cut Pro and GarageBand for like recording. But I was saying how I do these podcast episodes with all of you in one take. Believe it or not. And he's like, "Really?" And I showed him my Notion. I said, "Well, I've got like bullet points, but I basically, because I already have the intro and outro recorded, I come up with what I want to talk about, and then I hit record, and then I just go all in like I'm doing right now with all of you guys." And, you know, again, like I've got some bullet points, but he's like, "Wow," you know, and I was showing him that as well too. And it dawned on me, because I've heard this from very close loved ones in my circle, and just in general, you hear this online in general, but it dawned on me that I love sharing my work online, but I'm not always sharing all of the processes. And, you know, and I believe in doing that. I share some of the processes. I guess I promote some of the processes, but not nearly enough. Do I promote my work daily? Absolutely. But I think that your work isn't just the final output. It's also the work on the way. That part. Because what was interesting is he was complimenting me. He said, "You know, I love the output. I love like what you create. It always has a polished like look. Like you can see that you love your work." And I was like, "Yeah, you know, thank you. You know, I appreciate that." And he goes, "And, you know, but it's cool to see what's going on here that creates it." And that really hit me. You know, again, I've heard this from my circle. I've heard this in general, the importance of sharing and building in public. And some of you might be saying like, "Oh, no, I can't do that." You know, maybe it's your ego. Maybe it's your worry, your fear. What will people think? What will people do this? That's what this conversation is about. I want to talk about that, because number one, the realization that I had from this process is that in a weird way, the public are like your shareholders of your business. They genuinely want to know, like, how you do it. You know, they will absolutely support the end result. My theory is all of you probably support anybody you know more when you know more of what's going on. Isn't that what a relationship is too? I mean, even like in a one-on-one relationship, like with a spouse or a partner or whatever, right? Like, don't you want to know the details? Don't you want to know like the honesty, the levels of like, what does this person go through when they're creating their business or what they're building? Or what do they go through when they're playing that sport or they're building in their, you know, or they're creating their garden or they're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to know all the details because that's also, I believe, a next level of respect that you have for them. You're like, you know what? I support this person. Now, I'm not saying like the support I have for the love and the love from this community is unbelievable. I love this. I still think I have the greatest community on earth. I really do. Like, I get that you guys all, some of you might be actually marketers and branders and creatives, and some of you might just be listening in on this and saying like, oh, you know, but you all inevitably use social media. What I want you guys to go do is I want you to go look at anybody you follow. Go look at their comment section. Then look at our comment section. We have an exceptional community. And so, but on top of that, and I hear from it within the community all the time, like, oh, you know, whatever you want, I got you. Whatever, you know, whenever you launch, I'll buy it or whatever it might be, you know. But I do think there's an extra layer component of sharing more of, can I show you how I do it? Like, can I show you how I create it? Or can you see what goes into it? It's almost like, imagine if you, like, whether it was like your favorite wine or your favorite leather good, and you went to the factory or to the winery and you actually saw how it was being made. That's the analogy right there, right? And maybe you don't want to see that, but I feel like a lot of people, it dawned on me when this guy today, you know, my friend, my buddy was like, well, I didn't know, like, it's so cool to watch how you think through things and how you, you know, you organize your creativity and like how you also simplify the processes. And I'm like, you're right, you know? And I'm like, damn, like I want to share that because to me, I don't want, and I said to him, I'm like, I don't want people only to experience the output. I feel like if they could also experience the process, then you could also use it for yourself and you could also feel less alone and you won't look at my end work and be like, oh, look how polished, he must be just crushing it, he must just be, you know, killing it everywhere, he must be this, that, all these things, versus like feeling like you're running the race with me, like you're like, no, like I know what goes into this, like, whew, you know. And maybe that also promotes for you to do the same level of work. I can talk about the work, I can show you the results of the work. But what happens if you saw the actual processes of making the work happen? What would that do? And so that's what I was thinking about. That's what I was reflecting on. And the second thing I wanted to share within this whole melee of, if that's even the right word I'm using right there, but like of thoughts, but whatever it is you're building or creating, promote it daily. It's generous. It's generous to promote your work. First of all, ain't anybody else going to do it unless you do it. I mean, yes, others might like, you know, share, of course. Friends or followers, subscribers, all of you guys share my stuff all the time. I love it. But I'm saying that, like, you know, like in ways of like marketing companies and PR firms and, you know, big businesses, like you promote it. It's generous because you're bringing value and art to the world and it brings benefit to the receivers of it, whether it's a new perspective, a new way of doing things, a new way of feeling, right? It's generous. And it's interesting because it also has a ripple effect. So the second thing that we were talking about on this Zoom call today, he was like, you know, I remember following you very early on with this account. He's like, because I know you had your other account, and with this account, he's like, it's crazy to see how many people are sharing your work now. And he's like, and I'm not talking about just like, he's like, there are people that I know that now they all like follow you. There are people I don't know that are just like, you know, they're big people in this world that, you know, well, big by standard of society's metrics, right? That are sharing it. And I'm like, man, like, I know that that's like, he's like, that's my brother. That's, you know, my buddy. Like, and it's so crazy. He's like, and I told him, like, I know it's wild, right? When you see like so many different, you know, folks, even people we grew up like looking at in different mediums who are, you know, influential figures sharing the work. It's crazy. And he's like, it is. And that had me thinking about like, see, so the thing is your work, you don't know who you're affecting. It is generous. You don't know who it's affecting, and you don't know where they're sharing it and where they're sharing it, where they're sharing it. And that's how God works. Whatever it is you're building or creating, promote it daily. It's generous. And, you know, I get how there are days, by the way, there are days it's like crickets. I get you. It's like crickets. You know, I'll promote, whether it's a post or a podcast or the apparel or like a couple of different businesses or, you know, my Right Design Build workshop and like nothing, right? Nothing. And it's easy for you to maybe take that and go, and I have, like, there's moments where you're like, is this thing on? Like, especially if you love your work, you're like, you know, especially like with the apparel too, you know, I mean, I've been getting some sales every day since the launch, but, and I don't expect them every day. Yes or no, we'll see. I have some theories about that coming up, but the point being is that you have to find a way to be, you know, unattached, because you're doing it when you're doing it for the love. And you, if you're unattached, you know, a healthy unattached, from the outcome, but you're attached to the love of it, you'll do it every day regardless. And that's the point that I'm really going for right there. That's the main point, because the consistency of this is basically a way of self-love, you know? And I had this as the fourth point, but I'll bring it up now instead as the third. But you've got to love you before anyone else loves you, right? Because if you love you, and you have this relationship with yourself and your art and your work and your business or your creations, anything like that, it won't matter if other people love you, but it is definitely a bonus. They'll love your work. But you loving you means you're not going to be attached to an outcome on any given day. But I will say, and I've added to this point, promoting your work is an act of self-love, believing in your process. You become the magnet. And I was watching another influencer online. She was talking about she had been rejected from publishing her book so many times, different books. She had been rejected from so many different things. And, you know, she blew up online, and she was talking about like how she self-published. She created her own courses. She created her own, like, you know, she just kept creating. And she's like, and you know what happens? She's like, instead of begging other people to accept you, you become a magnet. And she's right. She's absolutely right. That's why I don't want any of you to beg anybody to accept you. I want you to create anything in this world, bring your value forward, and the right people find it at the right time, and then keep creating. I'm learning to take breaks. I'm learning that part, because you can burn out or just get tired, because we put our all. And this is going to lead to the fourth point here in a minute, but so don't chase the approval. Publish with confidence. Don't chase the approval. Publish with confidence. That part. I've said that a few times in this episode. You know, and so this fourth point that I want to bring up is the people who invest their intention in you. All of you invest your attention in me. You're listening to these podcasts every morning. You buy the apparel. You know, some of you are your creatives in my creator community. Some of you bought my master classes, etc. Some of you have been clients in the past, right? The people who invest their attention in you would like to get to know you on a deeper level, how you think, how you strategize, how you put things together. And so that was really the fourth realization from my call today, but just in general, what I've been thinking about is like all of you, you know, part of, I think, the magnetism in anybody doing anything is that They are willing to share with you and connect with you and be relatable. Like, you're not the only ones that get rejected. You're not the only ones that get the writer's block, the mental block, the creative block. You're not the only one that get fired. The only ones where the relationships break up. We get you. I get you. Death, you know, you're not the only one. And this is where I feel like the world we're moving into is changing so much, because like with gatekeepers and well-placed positioned brands and, you know, end results only, it's like, yeah, okay, you know, but we don't necessarily, I mean, you have old consumerism and then I think you have new consumerism. And I think in new consumerism, it's this relatability. I my favorite thing to say is the future is relational, not transactional. And I feel like the part of the magnetism is also the relatability. Like, hey, I do get you. I'm just doing the work publicly. I'm sure you're doing the work. Maybe you're doing it a little bit more privately, or maybe you are doing it publicly. And that's why you also follow, because you want to run as well too and do it publicly. Great. But because of your investment of your attention into my work, I like the idea of a deeper level where it's like, hey, by the way, here's also, which is kind of why I created this second podcast, The Niche Is You, is to kind of go on these deeper talks and my own experiences, as well as like, you know, just kind of have one-on-ones with you guys. But I realized that there's like this deeper level of like, hey, what did you go through? What happened? How did you figure it out? How did you figure it out? How did you figure it out? And I like that part. How did you figure it out? Or how are you figuring it out? And that part, I love sharing that part, but I'm not sharing that enough. So I will share that with you more. But whatever it is you're building or creating, promote it daily. Share it daily. Show the process. Show the work. Show how you're putting the things together. You know, share the niche of you. And I will continue to do the same. I love you guys. I appreciate you tuning into every single episode. Thank you as always. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please, show notes. Check the show notes. The merch launch just happened. The apparel just happened this week. I would love your support. But most importantly, that I love my designs. I love my designs. And there were quite a few of you who were on that wait list waiting for it to launch. It did launch this week. Please go there. Check it out. It's like one of the first links in the show notes. Also, please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. Other links in the show notes that you will find helpful. Free clarity workshop, free goals workshop. Do it. It'll be helpful. I'm actually thinking about putting on bigger workshops within those things with some of my buddies because it's such a healthy topic about consistency and whatnot. So I appreciate you guys as always. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.